going on, everybody? Joe Torti here with you, in for Devon Gibbons. As it is a tough time, obviously. It is a difficult moment in Eagles fandom because, let's face it, it is not every day, and certainly not recently, that we've seen an Eagle, or the Eagles, in the news for the wrong reasons, right? Overall, it's been a really good period to be an Eagles fan, to be here in Philadelphia, to be a fan of NFL football in Philly. The trade-up for Carson Wentz, unbelievably exciting. The Super Bowl victory, the unbelievable season that Wentz had, Foles' unreal run. The Eagles being one of the leading voices for social change and improvement and all of the things that we have seen play out has made a lot of people even prouder than they were before to be Eagles fans. And of course, it wasn't always this way. One of the things that was, at least for me, one of the most embarrassing moments in Eagles history was the mishandling of the Riley Cooper situation. And of course, I think that we talk about... I was listening to someone talk about a controversy elsewhere in another community outside of sports, and what the person said really resonated with me, right? There's a difference, and I feel like we've heard it a lot, and Tyler Zuli can keep me honest on this. He's producing the program tonight. We have heard often people say that they made a mistake. And I do think that we have, generally speaking, cast far too wide a net when we talk about people making a mistake, right? Because even in the case of Riley Cooper, where you've got Tim Tebow calling him his friend, Michael Vick saying, I know who Riley is, and that makes it so difficult to hear, like it seems like it's out of character for him. When you hear Jason Avant saying that he knows that Riley Cooper's not a racist, right? It's almost like who the person is doesn't really make a difference, and I don't necessarily think that it should. When you're talking about making bad choices, which is obviously different from a mistake. Tyler, I've made a mistake before. Don't get me wrong, I made bad choices too, but I know the difference. A mistake is missing an exit on the highway, having to go back and go around. A mistake is forgetting to put your name on the top of the test. A mistake is turning in your time card too late. Honest mistakes. And then there are bad choices. In Riley Cooper's case, it's, you know, getting drunk and throwing a fit like a child because you can't get backstage at a Kenny Chesney concert. And using a racial slur in your rage. You can't do this and threatening to fight everybody of a certain race and ethnicity in the area. It's a bad choice. I don't know Riley Cooper enough to know whether Riley Cooper's a good guy or a bad guy. I know that he made a terrible choice and he should have faced much stricter, sterner consequences than what he did face from the Eagles. A fine was not nearly enough. I advocated on the air and on social media platforms for the release of Riley Cooper when it happened. And the Eagles messed it up. I'm not naive. You know, I know that different players play by different rules. There are different standards for star players relative to role players, right? And in Riley Cooper's case, one of the things that we heard from then head coach Chip Kelly was what? What was one of his biggest assets? That he was a very strong blocking wide receiver. So the fact that a very strong blocking wide receiver was not released, nor even suspended, instead fined, and then allowed to continue onward with the team, struck me as an embarrassing, embarrassing bad decision by the Eagles. Got the extension after that, of course. And the thing that rubbed me the wrong way is that I questioned at the time, you know, where the Eagles stood. You know, we talked about the Eagles being the gold standard. We talked about them making the best choices, making the best decisions, being an example, model franchise for what an NFL team should look like. And that was such an insanely poor decision when it came to discipline for Riley Cooper that my faith was shaken a little bit. Now, it's easy in hindsight, for all of us to just shake it off and say, oh, that's just Chip Kelly, you know, Chip, that whole Chip era, you know, that was a crazy thing. Similar to, you know, what's going on now with the Sixers, you just write off everything in the Brian Colangelo era because it was just a crazy time, right? Well, now is where the rubber meets the road when it comes to this, because the correct outcome, the accurate outcome by what's right in the DeSean Jackson controversy is that DeSean Jackson is released from the Philadelphia Eagles. That is the correct outcome. Now, that is not to say that I think that DeSean Jackson is a bad person. I don't know DeSean Jackson. I have no reason to think that he is a bad person. But the correct outcome for a decision like the one that DeSean Jackson made is to be released. And I am not comparing what he did to what Riley Cooper did in terms of severity. Because a slur is a slur. Expressions of hate are expressions of hate. I don't know how much you can, you know, weigh those. And I know that DeSean's apology, and we'll get to that in a matter of moments here, did make an apology, just like Riley Cooper apologized to his teammates, right? And some people took it in different ways. For everybody who I just said, you know, Tim Tebow, Jason Avant, Michael Vick, who were, you wouldn't say supportive, but at least open to Riley Cooper apologizing, was not universal. You remember Marcus Vick? You remember Marcus Vick's reaction to Riley Cooper's apology? Marcus Vick on social media put out a bounty for $1,000 on Riley Cooper. So not everybody is going to always react the same way, kumbaya, that sort of thing, right? Just as I'm sure that there will be people who look at what DeSean Jackson posted on his social media accounts and the apology that came after and the video that came after and all that other stuff. After posting a quote that was attributed, I think, incorrectly to Hitler. But still, anytime that you think that you're maybe quoting Hitler, you might want to think about doing something else. I'm sure that there are people that look at DeSean Jackson and judge his character and say, you know what, he's not that kind of person. He made a mistake. He didn't. He didn't make a mistake. He made a bad choice. And there's a difference. I think that I've been pretty consistent on this show by saying that free speech is something that's unbelievably important to me. So I'm not saying that DeSean Jackson should face legal action for what he said, what he posted, that sort of thing. That's not it at all. It's that if we're looking at the Eagles as a model franchise outside of a single mistake, which is how they handled the Riley Cooper situation, the only outcome that should come from this is DeSean Jackson being released. Will that happen? I doubt it. I really do. A suspension would be a punishment. That would be something. And you know what? Maybe that is as good as we're going to get here. But based on the way that things have gone, like I said, I'm not comparing one to the other, but based on the time in which we're living, based on the climate, the atmosphere, the way that the country is right now, there is no doubt that making a decision like that, broadcasting it for all of the world, as opposed to being caught on video yelling at a security guard. Like I said, not comparing and saying one's less or greater than the other. I'm saying that right now in 2020, it is as raw and as hypersensitive as it has ever been when it comes to race relations, religious intolerance, all that sort of thing. That was an unbelievably bad decision for DeSean Jackson to make. So it's been the topic of conversation all day. What do you do with DeSean Jackson? Or what will the Eagles do with DeSean Jackson? And I would argue that they made a mistake when it comes to Riley Cooper and how they handled Riley Cooper. And this isn't revisionist history. I said it at the time. I stand by it. Riley Cooper should have been released. And it doesn't have to necessarily be an indictment on Riley Cooper, the person as a whole, but it's something that the Philadelphia Eagles organization is not going to stand for. And now they face a very similar crossroads now. Will they make the same mistake that they made before and have it be just a fine or a talking to or something like that? Or instead, do they have the opportunity to not make the same mistake twice? To make a statement saying, we know that we did not handle this the proper way before, and moving forward, we will handle things the appropriate way. And this is what that looks like. Like I said, I'm not holding my breath on the Eagles releasing DeSean Jackson. I don't think that that's going to be the case. I think that the most likely outcome is a fine and nothing, just like what happened before. There's no trade that's going to happen. Nobody wants, let's face it, nobody's going to take DeSean Jackson in a trade. He was injured. He's kind of radioactive right now based on the fact that he's the number one trending topic in the NFL. And given the state of the Eagles wide receiving core, I'd be very surprised if they released him. I'd be very surprised. But based on the disappointment that I felt when the Riley Cooper situation was playing out, and the fact that an organization that, you know, we rightly, in a lot of ways, held up as the model organization, and that since the Riley Cooper situation has been that model franchise, has been a leader in all kinds of positivity when it comes to change, positive change in necessary communities that require change, in necessary areas in which conversation needs to be had. The Eagles have the opportunity to not drop the ball. Now the ball's in their court. The statement from the Eagles, the statement from the NFL, not overly warm towards DeSean Jackson. But now we'll obviously see whether there are actions that match the words. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. We do have a couple of open phone lines. Where do you come down on this? Does what happened before with Riley Cooper matter? Did they make a mistake before that they can move forward and not make now? How does it weigh out in your mind? I want to hear from you. Let's start off with Chris in Mount Holly next on The Fanatic. What's going on, Chris?
Hello. Hello, how are you doing today?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm all right.
Good.
Now, I want you to listen to this quote and tell me if you know who said it and how you feel about it.
Okay.
There's a quote that says, if God is with you, who could be against you? And if he wasn't, you were doomed from the start. Do you know who said that quote?
There's one that's like that in Romans. I'm not sure if that's what you're referencing.
Well, there's somebody who made it very popular in the 20th century. It was Osama bin Laden. That's a quote. It's mm-hmm. a good. Now, coming from him, people say it's bad. But if you take it for what it is, it's a good quote. If God is with you, who could be against you? And if he wasn't, you were doomed from the start. But it came from the wrong person. Am I wrong?
It originated in the Bible.
It originated
but yes.
in the Bible, but he made it popular during the 20th century. You know,
sure.
Little,
yep, I'm following you. Yep.
Okay, so in everything, in every good and every bad, there's good and bad. Like, you know, you have the yin and the yang. It's black and white, but the black dot is in the white, and the white dot's in the black.
Yes.
It's all about opinion, and it's all about what it is. Every good deed to somebody might not be good to them. And every bad deed might not be bad to them. It might be good. There's always that 1%. You know, I just think he took it out of, you know, from the wrong person. It wasn't a bad thing directly. It was just took from the wrong person. You know, I feel that, like, he was in the right mind, but just got it from the wrong person.
So the right mind is saying that the Jews will blackmail America and they'll extort America, and that, thanks for the phone call, I'm not going to go down that road, because that is definitionally what we're talking about here. And I'm sorry, I can't see the good and the bad in a statement that whether right or I believe entirely. Do we have confirmation on this, that this was not an actual quote from Hitler? It was a misattribution.
I believe that to be the case. I'm doing some extra research now, yeah. But I believe that to be the case.
But either way, on his post, it says Hitler said. Either way, that's a bad decision. Right? Like, that is something, as far as I'm concerned, and I do appreciate the phone call from Chris. As far as I'm concerned, it's not even necessarily about ambiguity. If you're DeSean Jackson, you cannot, whether the quote is actually of Adolf Hitler or not, you cannot in any way praise, glorify, thumbs up, anything like the quotes of a literal genocidal dictator. You just can't do it. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. And look, my issue with all of it isn't necessarily, you know, it's not, to me, DeSean Jackson should face zero legal consequences for what he did, what he posted, zero. But in a league that we've seen, if you are in the headlines too much, if there's gray area, if there's ambiguity as to whether or not you did something that might, what's the phrase that we hear all the time, Tyler? Damage the integrity of the shield, right? The laws of the league and the laws of the Eagles are not necessarily the laws of the land. It's a different standard. And that's the question that we have to face here. Like, look, like I said, Riley Cooper should have been released. And I said it at the time. This is not, you can go back and listen. This is not revisionist history. I was unbelievably disappointed in the Eagles that Riley Cooper was not only allowed to stay, but given an extension. That was one of probably the biggest mistake that I can think of in my time covering, watching, being around the team. In 2020, when we're supposed to be calling out hate and racism and anti-Semitism everywhere that we can see it, for there to not be consequences for that, whatever the intention is, totally undermines the mission of what we're trying to accomplish here. Let's go to Ben in Princeton next on The Fanatic. What's up, Ben?
Oh, boy, you got to me right away. Hold on.
Yes, sir.
Dylan, good show.
Thank you.
Listen, here's the dynamic. A lot of people listening will say, oh, yeah, this group has all the money, but people don't know history. They don't know reality. The single largest landowner in the world is the Queen of England. She, you know, so people don't even understand, you know, it's like, oh, it's foreign investment and people are coming into the country. The English still own us. So a lot of people don't understand history. Now, going to history with Riley Cooper as it's related to sports.
I didn't follow that, but yeah, let's go to, let's get it.
Follow what?
That the English own us. I don't understand that.
No, it was a reference to the comment from the earlier caller who said,
see.
You know who owns everything.
It was
rebutting what he was saying. Because that's ridiculous.
Gotcha.
You know, right. That I'm with you on that, the way you handled that. I thought that was good. My point simply is there's no consistency. It's just like with what's going on with this COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
There's no consistency. First, you tell us we need masks for athletics. Then you tell us we don't. They're going to try to do this bubble. Then you do this. It's there's no consistency. So tying it back to Riley Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
There's no freedom of speech anymore. So let's just put that out there. There's no freedom of speech. It just shows you how, you know, most of these athletes aren't the brightest bulbs in the lamp. And, you know, putting things out and saying things when they're off duty that's captured by cameras, for me, you're off duty. I'm one of those crazy people that actually believes in the U.S. Constitution. I believe in free speech. I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe in all of these things. the challenge is the consistency of it. It's just like accountability with these bad, you know, these cops. It's accountability. That's the problem. So if the Eagles decide not to punish him or fire him, they would be keeping in with their own inconsistency.
Right.
I'm with you. I think Riley probably should have been fired. But since he's a higher profile guy, and we all know the higher profile guys in the sports, they get preferential treatment. You know, it's the inconsistency. That's the problem. So when we tell our children, oh, you know, you should do this and follow it, and then they see people, you know, say hateful things that are based in nonsense, and they don't get reprimanded or they're not held accountable. That's the problem. That's the problem in 2020, if you ask me.
Well, Ben, I think that you make a lot of good points. Thanks for the phone call, man. I appreciate it. And here's what I would say. I am totally on board with you in saying that there's a certain amount of freedom that's being infringed upon in a lot of different arenas, right? You know, cancel culture and all this other kind of stuff. But consistency is important, as you say, Ben. I don't think, and I'm not saying that Ben was saying this, I don't believe that a previous bad decision should be precedent for all of the decisions that the Eagles make into the future. And here's the truth of it. If the Eagles moved on from Riley Cooper as they should have, they still would have a decision to make about DeSean Jackson, because relatively speaking, Jackson's ability level to contribute to the team is still superior to what Riley Cooper gave you on his absolute best day. But the question is, who are the Philadelphia Eagles going to be? They have talked the talk, and largely they have walked the walk, but this is a big step to take. Will they take it? DeSean should be released, at the very least suspended. Will they do that? 610-632-0975. Joe Torti in for Devon Gibbons right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back, Joe Torti, 97.5 The Fanatic, talking to Sean Jackson and what the Eagles should do. They made a mistake with Riley Cooper in 2016 when all of that was going down. Maybe a little earlier than that, but times have changed. Here's the thing, and what's central to it is, if you believe the Eagles made a mistake then, I actually think it was earlier than 2016. In hindsight, looking back at it, it was in 2013. 7 years later, the landscape has completely changed. The climate has completely changed. And if there were excuses that you could make for Riley Cooper back then, which I don't think there were, but if you're still clinging to that, those are kind of gone now. When these kinds of comments, these kinds of discussions have bubbled to the forefront of our national consciousness, they've been central to every conversation that we've had over the course of the last 3+ months. It's tough for us to pick and choose where hateful content, whether intended or not intended to be that way, where it's tolerated and where it's not. It is just a very difficult line for us to draw. And that's the point that I'm making here, is that despite the fact that they did mess up with Riley Cooper in the past, the right move should have been to release Riley Cooper then, at the very least suspend him. And the right move now is to release DeSean Jackson and at the very least suspend him. So far, the Eagles have talked the talk. They made a very strong statement. We'll read that in a matter of moments here. And the NFL has made a statement as well, addressing the Eagles' statement. Now the question is, what will the actions look like? Let's get to Derek on the cell next on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Derek?
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm hanging in. How are you?
Man, real quick, this is crazy, but yeah, two bad callers before me. Freedom of speech, that's what Riley Cooper said, wasn't freedom of speech. He said that, and he used that word all the time. You can tell the way he said it.
Well,
that's my opinion, and he should have been cut. So
I agree. He should have been cut. I agree.
Okay, now, DeSean Jackson, that was one of the stupidest things he could have done. The guy didn't exercise common sense. He don't know his general manager, and a lot of the owners in the NFL are Jewish. I mean, that's
right.
Misinformed. I mean, that's so stupid. And then you want to quote a psychopath like Hitler, who killed kids, women, and children, and you want to quote some dumb stuff that he said, even if you think this stuff is true or not. That's something you don't do. Who's in this guy's corner? Who are you hanging around?
Right.
To allow him to push that button like a fool.
And it makes me wonder, because he posted that, then he posted an apology, and then he scribbled out a lot of it and reposted the original thing. He said, I only meant this little section of it. It's like, what are you doing, man?
It makes me so mad, because I like DeSean. He's
sure.
He's one of my favorites, but that was so irresponsible and stupid, and now he's crying. And I mean, he wrote a check that's behind can't cash, and I can't feel sorry for him if they release him. Because that was stupid. You know what I mean? And everybody who hangs around this guy, they should have said, no, we're not going to do this. That's what they should have said.
Is that something that you think would be the appropriate punishment, Derek, for him to be released? Or would you want to see something else happen?
I think they're going to release him. I think they really are. I think they're going to release DeSean. And I like DeSean. I like him for the birds. But that was stupid. It was irresponsible. If I was in the Jewish community or whatever the case, I don't want nothing quoted that a killer like him did. I mean, the guy was a psychopath killer. So you want to quote something he said? Come on, man, that's stupid. And your owner is, and Jeffrey likes DeSean. Jeffrey and Howie, they like, you can tell they generally like him. You know, and he want to quote something, they Jewish, and he want to quote some dumb stuff that this guy Hitler said?
Yeah, it's stupid, I'm with you. Derek, thanks for the phone call, man. I appreciate it. That's the thing, even like having the sensitivity, like we've talked about this before. Tyler, you and I have talked about this. Having the situational awareness to understand, forget like the questions of free speech, hate speech, that sort of thing. Having common decency and being polite to literally the people around you, right? Like understanding that your employers might be directly impacted in a different way than you are by the stuff that you're putting out there, by the stuff that you're saying. Literally, it is a selfish, and I'm not saying that DeSean Jackson is a selfish person. I'm saying that is a selfish thing to do, literally, definitionally, inwardly focused, when you're focused on what you're trying to do versus how the way that your message could be received or impacted by people around you, like Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman.
Well, and I think, too, when you make mention about, you know, how your employer thinks about, you know, or is perceiving your comments and things like that. I don't know how everybody lives, you know, person to person, but I am under the assumption that when I am putting things out on social media, when I am saying things on this microphone, when I am just out in the public eye, and honestly, even when I'm in my home, it is a way to make myself a better person.
Sure.
Is to speak, type, tweet, social media eyes, I guess if you could call that a word, things that you would be okay with your boss or employer seeing. It's a really good way to live.
Well, you work in radio. Your object, you've learned to think in a 20-second delay. You're like, I have some time. I need to sit for a second before I fire off the first thing that strikes me, the first way that I might word something. You go over some things in your head. You're like, is this, one, is this really what I mean? Two, how could people be affected? Like, all these kinds of things. Just don't be a jerk. I don't understand. And look, I can hold the idea that DeSean Jackson is a good player. You know, you were working with me. I hated the signing then. I still don't think that it's a great signing. Like, literally what I was afraid of injury-wise and everything like that is playing out before our very eyes. Has nothing to do with the player at this point. It has everything to do with who the Eagles are as an organization. As far as I'm concerned, the Eagles have done a pretty good job of representing the city. Right? No complaints in the last 10 years, really. The Riley Cooper incident is a blemish on an otherwise spotless record for how the Eagles have handled situations like this. If they don't handle this the right way, I have no other way to view it than this being another blemish on an otherwise spotless record. There's no way I can look at it any differently.
I would think that when you look at this as an individual situation, right? You think about this from an individual level,
mm-hmm.
that the direct move would be that he would have, or he would be reprimanded in some way larger than what Riley Cooper was, because the Riley Cooper situation was handled poorly.
Yes.
I am curious to see if the Riley Cooper situation will be used as a scale for DeSean Jackson in terms of what his reprimanding will be.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that DeSean Jackson will be released.
Neither do I.
I don't.
Neither do I.
Both should have had larger, well, Riley Cooper should have had larger implications
mm-hmm.
than he did, much larger.
At least a suspension.
Yes, at minimum a suspension.
Right.
I don't know if, because of how that situation was handled, if a situation now that arose with DeSean Jackson can be handled differently. Because at that point, are you setting a sliding scale for different people? Or are you viewing it the opposite way and saying, we messed up with the Riley Cooper situation, we don't want to mess up again? I don't know how they're going to handle it.
I don't either. But the way that you just let, the only way that it doesn't work is if they just decide that DeSean Jackson's going to be released and you don't address what happened with Riley Cooper. Do we agree with that? Like, I know that it'll be difficult to do because it was years ago. It was a long time ago. But people remember. People don't forget.
They're not going to forget. And the problem is, too, not only did the situation happen and they de-escalated it by not giving a severe enough punishment, then on top of that, they rewarded him with a contract. You can't do that.
I agree. It is a blemish on what is an otherwise spotless Eagles record. I've been proud, quite frankly, of Philadelphia and the way that the Eagles have handled being leaders in so many different arenas. That Riley Cooper thing was a huge mistake. And I hope that Riley Cooper's a better person. I hope that he's gone through all of the therapy. I hope that he's gone through all of the learning and the education and whatever hate was in his heart has been eradicated. I hope all that's happened. That doesn't mean that he should have had the privilege of being a Philadelphia Eagle and representing the Eagles after that incident. The same thing with DeSean. Do I think that DeSean Jackson's a bad guy? I don't know. I don't know DeSean Jackson. I'm not going to condemn a guy's character because of some Instagram posts. But what I do know is that it is an indefensible bad decision that DeSean made. And that should affect his future as an Eagle. Brandon in Atlanta is next on the Fanatic. What's up, Brandon?
Yeah.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good.
Huh.
You're on the air, man. Yes, yes, sir.
Listen, okay, listen, I respect your consistency. I really do. But you are missing a whole point of this moment. Do you know who Dylan Roof is?
Who is?
Dylan Roof.
No, I do not.
Dylan Roof was the person who shot up, I think, the movie theater or a school. But anyway, the cops bought him McDonald's on the way. Do you know how many black people were upset at the fact that they bought this man McDonald's and brought him in peacefully?
It's ridiculous.
Ridiculous. So what I'm saying is, I understand what DeSean did. I understand what Riley did. But you cannot use DeSean to correct your Riley mistake. That's gone.
So do you just wait till
Riley
next time?
Riley already set the bar. Excuse me?
So, Brandon, I'm asking, do we just wait till next time then?
Yeah, yeah. But I'm sorry, but you have to.
Why?
I'm sorry, but you have to.
So we can tolerate.
We're tired of being the examples. We're tired of being the time that you got to make the example. You're allowed to botch Riley, but all of a sudden with DeSean, you know what? That was the blemish. Now we got to correct it with the black man. No, we're sick of that. That's
okay.
What we're tired of.
So
a
it's
a mile away from where Rayshard Brooks got killed.
Brandon, so what we're saying is that we want to punish hate across all of the United States. Unless it's Deshaun Jackson doing it?
No, it's too late. It's the same owner, so you got to give him the same punishment that you gave Riley. Somebody do it again, then you can do something. But right now, in this moment, we're tired of being treated unequally. And I don't.
Do you realize how unfair that is to the next person? To be like two people then?
Do you realize how unfair it is to Deshaun right now?
Who forced Deshaun Jackson to quote Hitler in Instagram?
Who forced Riley Cooper to use
No one. I told you they ruined it. Brandon, you and I agree on that. So what's the problem?
Right. You and I agree. But Jeffrey Lurie was there. He didn't do anything. So Jeffrey Lurie can't do anything now. Black people tired. We're tired of being the ones that have to be made.
Brandon, thank you. I understand what you're saying. There is no way that I can give Deshaun Jackson forget Deshaun Jackson, members of any group carte blanche to spew Hitler quotes out into the world because somebody botched the way that justice has been handled in other cases. Is that what we're seriously advocating for? You realize how hollow that rings when we're talking about how it's time to end hate and it's time to end, like, to come together and heal and everything else? All we want is equality and justice, except here? That is such a ridiculous intellectual position to hold. I'm shocked that it came out. Absolutely stunned. I am never going to argue that there have been heinous inequalities in the way that situations have been handled involving people of color. There's no question. You'd have to be absolutely blind or insane or hateful to just ignore all of that. But are we just going to play a game of catch up our entire lives and say, all right, well, you know, we're keeping score here, so now we've got to even things out here? Or are we going to try to be better as a society and say, you know what, let's put our money where our mouth is. This is wrong across the board, period. And here are the consequences across the board, period. That was you heard me say it, right? The worst thing that I can remember involving the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, I'm not a vet fan. I haven't been around since the 30s and 40s. But in the time that I've been watching the team, it's the worst thing, the way that they handled the Riley Cooper situation. So instead of that just being a blip on an otherwise sterling record, we're going to say, all right, well, you know, one more pass, and it's just for Deshaun Jackson. I can't do that. John and Broomall's next on The Fanatic. John, what's up?
Yeah, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
I'm just trying to digest that last call. But I think what happens here is it's such a volatile time. And at a certain point, everybody knows what's right and what's wrong. And Deshaun Jackson's an adult man, black, white, whatever, knows that a comment quoting that person specifically, and whether he meant it or not or meant a part of it, it just doesn't hold up. It just really doesn't. I mean, I'm not a tit-for-tat guy, but Donald Sterling made a comment and had to sell a sports franchise. The least that could happen is, I agree with you, he should be released. He will not be released because, believe it or not, ultimately Riley Cooper is going to save his butt. Because they're not going to release him over that, but there might be a suspension or a fine or something. But he knows it was wrong, and everyone who sees that knows it was wrong. If certain individuals or minorities read that or had that said, you know, there would be an uproar. And there's at a certain point, you have to say people know what's right and what's wrong.
I'm just trying to think of one job, John, one where you can put a Hitler quote, and whether Hitler actually said it or not, it's attributed to Hitler. One job where you could put that out anywhere and you survive. I'm trying to think of one job. I can't think of it.
And you're correct, but even if it was another quote from someone else with the same vitriol, okay, doesn't make it okay, but there's one guy that I don't know how many quotes you want to use to create a positive vibe.
Right.
And he knows that that was wrong. If he did that thinking that he didn't think he was going to get the backlash he got, and believe me, not only we're in the cancel culture, we're in the apology culture.
Yeah.
Everyone says what's on their mind and then puts out an apology and expects it to go away. And believe me, I don't agree with just, you know, basically destroying people over maybe one mistake or one quote. If that's the society we're in now, if he thought he was going to do this and not face some sort of backlash, I mean, you got to wonder, you got to look at the source.
Well, and John, thanks for the phone call, man. I appreciate it. Like, let's look at the situations. And once again, I cannot stress this highly enough. I thought that Riley Cooper got off embarrassingly easy for what he did. He should have been released, period. But Riley Cooper is drunk, trying to get behind in backstage of a concert, is denied either because he's drunk or because, oh, so what that you're Riley Cooper, you don't just get to go backstage, and makes a scene where he is that is caught on video by someone else while he's using racial slurs and talking about fighting people. That is that situation. And I think that is releasable. Deshaun Jackson, who is in complete control of his Instagram at all times, puts that statement out, conceivably thinking that everyone who follows him on Instagram, on his story, is going to see that. How is that, if I'm going to say that Riley Cooper should have been released for what he did, how is what Deshaun Jackson did lesser than that? Talking about Hitler, a quote that is absolutely 100% anti-Semitic. And by the way, we haven't even talked about any of the other posts that he's made that are equally troublesome. This is what I'm saying. I think it is absolute. I can be of the mind that change needs to occur in so many areas of society as it relates to the way that black people go through the world, go through their lives. There is no question at all. But to look at that and say, because of that, Deshaun Jackson should have carte blanche to put out quotes attributed to Hitler, that I don't know how we can possibly look at it as different from, I don't know, racist comments, anti-Semitic. It's the same bucket. We're talking about hate. We're talking about speech that in 2020, there is no doubt if you're a public figure and you are saying something like that, you're going to face repercussions. How many people have lost their jobs for making racist comments in the last 3 months just that we've seen on the news? How many? And Deshaun Jackson, because of Riley Cooper in 2013, is going to get a pass? That is insane if that's the outcome. Prince in Center City is next on The Fanatic. What's up, Prince?
Hey, man.
Hey.
That brother of... Can I ask you a question? Why are we trying to explain away what Deshaun did? What he did was wrong, period. I'm a black male. I am out there just like anyone else. I march. I do it all. But to say that because black people are tired of being the example is ridiculous. This is a climate in 2020. The climate in 2020, you cannot do what he has done. You just can't. And for the Eagles to do anything less than give him a few games, if not let him go, would be appalling to me.
And Prince, the thing let me ask you this. Does what happened with Riley Cooper, does that hold any weight to you in how they should address this?
Not in 2020. Riley Cooper definitely was wrong with what he did. All of this world, and people keep saying, you know, the Jewish community here, he mentioned that the brother Derek, he was spot on. He said that the owners are Jewish. Forget them. We're talking about the world. The world got involved with this. You cannot turn around and start quoting Hitler and then not even quote him correctly? Are you mad?
I mean, here's the other thing, Prince, and what's concerning to me. Look, you can read or consume or put out whatever you want. But if that is misattributed to Hitler, what are you reading? Like, what material are you reading that you're finding misquotes of Hitler? Like, what is happening here?
It's sickening, and you just brought on something that was on my mind. We are not interested, I'm not interested, in the caliber of his play. I'm interested in the content of his character when it comes to being a person on this world.
Yes.
You, all the players, Jenkins, Kaepernick, all these people who kept and stepped up, and all of a sudden, this is how you pay us back? By something boneheaded like this? Let him go. Let him go.
Prince, good stuff, man. Thank you for the phone call. I appreciate it. And look, if you disagree with me, you're also welcome here. I don't want this to be just a pile on, like, you know, obviously DeSean Jackson could be released, because, you know, from what I've heard from people before I came on the air, it doesn't seem like a lot of people believe that he should be released. I want to know why. The Riley Cooper thing to me is one of the most painful memories that I have covering the Eagles, because it was an opportunity missed. It was an opportunity for the Eagles to do the right thing. And the reason that it hurts so badly to me is that before that and after that, the Eagles did a pretty good job of doing the right thing. They've done a very sterling job of being a leader in all kinds of important areas when it comes to growth, change, conversations, justice. This is not going to be okay if DeSean Jackson just slides scot-free. It's not going to be okay, and I will be as disappointed now as I was then when Riley Cooper was fined, hung out for a year, and then got his extension. I chalked it up as a Chip Kelly miss. I chalked it up as something that, oh, well, you know, Chip Kelly, it was like the Wild West. Anything goes when Chip Kelly is there. Chip Kelly's not there now. And if this is not handled properly, seriously, with the appropriate level of attention, then I have to admit that I'm going to be a little bit shaken. And maybe I don't know the Eagles as well as I thought I did. 610-632-0975. Your phone number to hop aboard the conversation. 6 o'clock hour is brought to you by Family and Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com, South Jersey's diamond destination. We do have one open phone line. What do you think should be done with the DeSean Jackson situation? What should the Eagles do? What will the Eagles do? 610-632-0975. We're going to continue to take more of your phone calls on the other side. So if you're on the line now, sit tight. We're going to continue to roll through get as many phone calls in as we can. We do have an open phone line, 610-632-0975. Tyler Zuli producing, Joe Torti in for Devon Gibbons on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.